Hello, Marlon, Dylan, Maxie, Sue, Keith, Craig, and Todd. I hope that these few words I got to say on the tape tonight's finding everyone y'all doing fine. Well, it's Friday, the 23rd day of February, and I thought I'd get out here tonight and try to make y'all a tape. I got the tape from y'all and sure was glad to get it. I got it yesterday and I didn't get to listen to it until late last night. And I come out here last night by myself and listened to it. But by the time I finished listening to it and everything, well, it was pretty late and I didn't get to make one back. But thought I'd try to make one back tonight and say hi to all of you. I don't know, I'm getting so short now that this might be the last tape I send home. But if it is, well, the next time I talk to y'all, well, I'll be talking to you in person. Well, like I said, today is Friday night, the 23rd of February. It's 5 minutes after 9. And I've had the day off today. It's the first day I've had off since I've been the 92nd. First day I've had off since the 16th of January. And I haven't really done a whole lot today. I went to the motor pool this morning and I was doing a little bit of motor stables on my old truck. And Sergeant Kluwitz, that's my platoon sergeant, he come to me and he said, "Dave, when's the last time you had a day off?" And I told him, I said, "Well, Sergeant, I hadn't had a day off since I've been in the 92nd. And he said, "Well, take this dozer out and take the rest of the day off." So I took the old dozer out and I took the rest of the day off, and it sure did pass slow. I just seemed to be working, really. I mean, time passes slow. I come in, well, by the time I come back from taking the dozer, I was about 10:30, I guess. And when I come back, well, first thing I done, well, I started writing Linda a letter. And I wrote her a few pages and went to sleep. And woke up and went to mail call, had a sweet letter from her. Wrote her about 6 pages after that. And just laid around, listened to my tapes and everything. Went over and watched a movie tonight. It's a pretty good movie. Like I've told y'all before, we got movies here and everything, you know. It's a divorced American style. And it's pretty good with Debbie Reynolds and Dick Van Dyke. I enjoyed it. And come back and listen to the tape that I got from y'all again. And thought I'd come out here and try to make y'all a tape before I went to bed. Well, everything's going pretty good right around here. I mean, it's been pretty quiet the last couple of weeks. Y'all told me in your tape that you talked to Tommy's mother and he was worried about not hearing from me and everything. Well, I hadn't seen any of the boys. I'm over here now and they're over on the other side. And don't get much of a chance, you know, to go over there. Wish I could see them and everything more often, but just can't hardly get over there right now. And as a matter of fact, between here and Benoit, there's just quite a few things that stops me from getting there. I guess y'all know what I mean. And like today, I had a day off. If things had been everything underway, you know, like it should be over here, well, maybe I could have gotten over and seen all the old boys and everything, but we're still under a gray alert, and we had to stay right within the battalion area, you know, in case we're needed. So I hadn't seen them, and I guess probably I won't see them until I start to leave. Maybe we'll all leave around here about the same time. You know, we all got about the same deals. But I got a jolly short letter yesterday, Mom. I was working out there and I didn't have much time. And I hope y'all understand that I can't write as much as I'd like to. I mean, I write as often as I can. I wish I could write every day, but, you know, news is pretty short, and I guess I could write a lot more than I do, but I don't know. I'm getting where I hate to write a letter, and, well, I write y'all every time that, you know, I can think of a few words to say, and every time I get a few spare minutes, and y'all just don't worry about me. I'm okay. And as far as the boys, as far as I know, they're all doing all right. I told you in the little letter I wrote you yesterday that I'd gotten a letter from Larry, and he's doing all right. And we all got him and his fiancée, Connie, and Linda and I, we've got a date planned to go to Six Flags when we come out to Texas, so he keeps reminding me of that. Old Larry writes me pretty often. You know, Larry's a swell guy. He thanked the world and all of him. I guess he's my pick of all the boys from 34th. He really done me a lot of good, him and Jimmy D. Suits. He's a swell guy, too. Of course, I thank a lot of Tommy, too. He's all right. And I just, you know, it's kind of hard getting split up from all of them, but I don't know. I've got adjusted over here in the 92nd now to where I make it fine. I get up and go to work, and everything's going pretty good. I've got about 46 days left over here, or less. I could have less. If I get to leave the first, I have less than 46 days, but I'm not counting on anything, because it seems like every time that I really count on something real strong, well, it always turns to dirt. So I'm just looking to my D-Ropes, because I know they can't keep me any further than that, and that's the 10th of April. So ain't long now until I'll be right on back home. Sure be glad when the time gets here. There's one guy leaving. He'll be leaving Sunday. He's from Lafayette, Louisiana. And I can say next when he leaves. And boy, I've waited to say that for a long, long time. He's leaving Sunday, and when he leaves, well, I'm the next one to ETS out of the service in the 92nd. And boy, I can hardly wait, you know. We had a bunch of new guys come in a couple of days ago. Guess one of them probably my replacement. Hadn't been one put on a truck with me. When I go out on my truck, you know, you always got a couple of guys that's always messing up, you know. You might say a couple of duds, but usually when I go out, well, I don't have the same shotgun riding with me all the time. It's a different one just about every time, but I guess probably in the next few days my replacement will take over, and I'm ready for him to take over, I'll tell you. And soon as he gets in, of course, I don't know, maybe he's a good truck driver, maybe he isn't. Well, I have to give him a few pointers and everything, but I'll run the road for a couple of days, but after that, well, I'll turn the wheel over to him and let him have the road then. I'll just be his shotgun. I hadn't been a shotgun a long time, but, you know, I'm getting so short now that I kind of hate to even leave the barracks in the morning. I got that old twitchy feeling that something might happen, but I know now that it's just right around the corner until the time that I get to come on back to the house. And boy, I just can't hardly believe that the time is finally getting here. It's been so long, you know. I mean, Linda and I broke the time up a little bit when we got to meet in Hawaii, but I don't know. It's boy, it's getting so close now, and she's getting excited, and I'm getting excited. I get my letters from her every day. Well, I just can't hardly tell y'all how happy I'll be when I be there. It's just not enough words to express how I feel. Just as soon as I get on back, of course, y'all know Linda and I's coming on out there, and can't hardly, well, I just can't hardly wait till the time gets here. I sure will be happy. The letter I got from Linda today, she said when we went out there that she'd like to go to Mexico, and she wished that y'all, mother and dad, or brother and sis, y'all go with us. If y'all can arrange it, I wish that y'all go with us. I mean, if she wants to go to Mexico, well, that's where we're going, you know. We're out there on a vacation. I guess I've told y'all in letters and everything that the month of April is a month that we've set aside just for us to be together, you know. And after that, well, I'll settle down on my job and everything. But if there's any way y'all could, I wish that y'all could take one weekend and go down to Mexico with us while that we're there. Of course, there'll probably only be one weekend while we're there that we could go, because don't figure we'll get to spend much time there. I don't know, I've been thinking here lately about, well, you know, it's hard to decide where I want to go. I want to go to Louisiana and work there, and I want to go to Florida and work there. But still, I want to go back closer to home and work there. You know, I'd go to work for Bell Helicopter or somewhere, but I guess that's just a dream, because I couldn't hardly go to work there, you know. I couldn't hardly live that close to Fort Worth. I guess about the best thing for me to do is probably move to Louisiana. That'll be about halfway between her folks and mine, and, you know, be where we can visit them, visit y'all, and y'all can visit us, and they can visit us. And, well, don't guess it really matters a whole lot where we live in the States, just as long as we're there, and, you know, that we can talk to each other on the telephone and know that we're safe and everything, and get to be with each other a lot more than we have been able to for the last year. I tell you, this has been an awful long year for me. I mean, I look at it in one way and it's went by fast, and I look at it another way and it seems like it's been 10 years since I've seen all of y'all. And Dad, you're talking about me being able to readjust to civilian life. Well, I don't feel like it'd be any problem for me. I've thought about it a lot, wondering how it'd really be to get back home. Of course, I think about things like that now, which I didn't before, but I realize a lot more now than I did before. You know, Dad, that in a situation like all of us are over here, a man grew up in a hurry. I mean, well, I don't hardly know how to say it, but I guess y'all probably gonna all see a big change in me when I get back. The change that all of you wanted to see for a long time. I've been slow to grow up, I know that, but I feel like I'm grown now. And I guess I'm at just about as much competition over here as a lot of guys has. I've been fortunate and everything going pretty good, and good Lord's been with me all the way. And, well, it ain't long now till it'll all be over, and sure we'll be happy when that time gets here. Every day I got a little old short calendar that I got pasted up on my wall locker, and every day I mark a day off, and I don't know, about since I got on the 100-day mark, it seems like the time's going by so slow that it's just unbelievable. Seems like it's been a year since the 1st of January, but I know that pretty soon now, well, I'll be getting on the plane, headed on back. Y'all sure will be happy to get back. I think about all the things they used to do back home, and I know that they're going to be so much happier when I get back this time. I hear little old Keith and Craig talking on tape, and hear little old Todd in the background. I can't get back to talk to them and tell them how proud I am to be there and play with them like I used to do, you know. Well, it's just kind of hard to express, you know, how I feel when I get back home, but y'all see when I get there, and I know that y'all have a lot of worries off your mind once I get back, because you probably think that, well, I'm going through a lot of danger over here and everything, but everything's all right. And I want to get back. This over here would just be a thing of the past, and just, well, we can just forget it then. And, well, this tape's just about to run out on this side, so if it runs out while I'm talking, well, I'll turn it over and try to finish the other side, and if I don't get it finished tonight, well, I'll finish tomorrow night or next couple of nights. So if it does run out, you know that I'm closing the lid to all of you, just like I do all my tapes. And so looks like just about the end of it now. I've got my lighter lid here, and I'll close off.